Okay, now, we'll start off new season. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, Mike. Ever since we finished the game, that underdogs game in December, we had 2 or 3 weeks off, and we're back in on the 20th of January. We give players a bit longer off than most other teams in the league because they felt they deserved it and needed it. But yeah, we've had a good 6-7 weeks now, and looking forward to a really tough start on Saturday.
Take us through some of the maybe your pre-season and maybe some of the games you led.
Yeah, so we actually started, we played a surprise game against the boys team here, our own under 15 boys, which is really good, really good test for us. Then we played Shamrock Rovers in Moyne Villa. I have to say again, Moyne Villa have been really good to us, taking care of us, and we ended up winning that game 1-0. Unfortunately, had to end early due to an injury. Savannah McCarthy, unfortunately, ended up on the wrong side or something, so we wish her all the best. Then we played Treaty in the Markets Field, and we beat them 2-1. And last Saturday in Mary, in the Mary AstroTurf, we drew 1-1 with Wexford, who are now Wexford FC. So, yeah, listen, really good games. Overall, the standard has been amazing. You know, we've done an awful lot of work in terms of recruitment, both on the field and off the field. I think now when you go through our staff, I think there's 12 people now catering for the first team women's staff, the biggest staff in the league, I imagine, which is important because, you know, we pride ourselves on developing the people we have within the room, and the more bodies and the more qualified opinions we can have, the better for us. So overall, really happy. The club have been really, really good in the off-season, and obviously having everything secure is really important going forward.
Good. From new signings, we say players, personnel point of view, throw us a few of that.
Yeah, well, I think we brought in 7 or 8, you know, really. We brought in 2 new goalkeepers this year as well. Rio Sullivan comes with a load of pedigree, ex-Cork City captain. You know, and we have Katie Hammer, that's been announced this week as well, from the States. We've brought her in as well. So, you know, it's 3 really good goalkeepers. You know, we had 2 excellent ones last year. Abigail's moving on to college in USA, so she's not with us for now. But I think that's when you're going well, and we've only conceded 13 goals last year, we need to improve on that, you know, and we need to make sure there's good competition. We brought in young Lucy Jane Grant from Athlone, you know, really good energy, good left footer, just good balance at times. Mary Kay Tyrrell as well from the underdogs, she's come in.
Has she played National League before?
No, would have played a bit within Wexford growing up, but really good again, gives good balance. We didn't probably have enough naturally left-sided or left-footed players last year, so I think it gives really good balance and competition. We've brought in Emily Kavanagh, obviously, as well known striker from the States, you know, played at Temple University, has come in, done quite well in pre-season. We've another lady coming soon, Amanda Smith from Nova Scotia. She'll be in later in the year, you know, so we've had really good quality all the way throughout. We've kept, most importantly, like, you know, Galway's had a history of losing players and players going to so-called bigger clubs. We've kept all the players within the room that we wanted to keep. Other people have moved on, I'm not saying we pushed anyone away, you know. Other people have moved on to other things in life, but, you know, we're really, really happy with where we are. You know, and I think most people don't realise Julianne Russell is as good as a new signing as well. And the experience she's brought as well, and she's helped form, you know, and develop on the leadership group that we've had from last year as well. So, look, we're in a really good place. The squad is way stronger than what I felt it was this time last year, and I think we're in a much better position in terms of we know our roles and responsibilities. So, look, hopefully it'll continue to strengthen. We just need consistency now.
Okay, you're certainly 13 goals you conceded in 20 games. I certainly had a look at it last night. It was very, very impressive. Joint best in the league with Shelburne. Yeah. I suppose if there was a downer, of the top 5 teams in the league, you had the lowest scoring rate, even 20 goals behind. Now, you did mention the new striker there. I'm assuming you're just hoping there'll be more goals in you this season.
Yeah, look, and we had to... You know, coming in as a new manager, Mike, I think it was important to make sure that we were difficult to play against in all the games. And I thought we were difficult to play against, it's proven. You know, there's no secret, we need to score more goals. I'll never shy away from that. I always want to score more goals. But there's also, you know, solutions within the club. You know, last year Ola Olasola finished really, really well towards the end of the season. Jenna Slattery finished with even more goals. Lindsay McKee will chip in with more goals this year, I'd be hoping. And, you know, there is young talented players there as well that we're bringing through, and they can score and they have an eye for goals. So it's just a case of, I suppose, being a bit more aggressive in our running off the ball. That's something we worked on really hard in this pre-season, and it's been really good focus for the coaches to make sure that we're getting bodies in the box. Last year we were very, very good at getting the ball, but we kind of recycle a bit too much. So now we want to be a bit more cutthroat.
Get more support to the front players, is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah. Like you look at Jenna Slattery, who was our top goal scorer last year. Phenomenal talent, great ability to arrive in the box. But, you know, she played as one of our box-to-box midfielders. So, now we need to work on that as well as coaches, though, because I think we worked really hard defensively last year, and it was shown. And now the progression is making sure that we keep that stability, but also, you know, we have a bit more fluidity going forward as well, as, again, more fitter now this year, you know.
Okay, looking forward to the season, which obviously starts on Saturday away against Athlone. What are your ambitions and hopes for that campaign?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to give you a big title headline, but you know, like, we just need to be consistent, Mike, in the performance, because, like, you look at last year, we went through a dip in May. We actually we lost the first game, then went okay. It was just too up and down, you know. And then after May, we hit real consistency. I think we conceded two goals in something like
13 games.
Yeah, like that is title winning form, but the first half wasn't. You know, and it's going to be a tough start, Mike. You know, at Lone or no pushovers. You know, they proved last weekend and what they were able to do to Beamount, and it probably should have been 4 or 5, being honest. You know, so like it's going to be a difficult test, but again, like, one we're well able for. We're due a good result against that one. The cup game, we lost penalties. Like, we had good chances. We had chances in the penalty shootout to win it. Piemont had chances in the next round of the penalty shootout to win it. Shelburne had chances in the final to win it. But they're quite good at the penalties, you know, so I have to give it to them. But look, it's a really good game. It's a local game. So it's something we're really looking forward to. We take it. It's 3 points. It's 3 points. That's all it's on offer. And then we look at Cork next week. It's 3 points. It's about ourselves, Mike, being really, really honest. It's about ourselves and being brave and, you know, trying to get a few more goals up the far end of the pitch.
I mean, we know that the weekend game, you don't have to mention Cork. Obviously, Piemont United won the league last season. Shelburne were second, Shamrock Rovers were third. I'm sure you mentioned that you've strengthened your side. I'm sure other teams have done likewise.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd be expecting, you know, other teams to strengthen. Like, Piemont have obviously strengthened. They're going for a European qualification this year. Shamrock Rovers will strengthen their second year. Colley's second year. He knows the league a bit better now. You know, and with Shells, with Owen, it's a new manager, so that usually brings a new change of system. They've changed a couple of ideas on players and stuff. So yeah, and Wexford have changed managers as well. I wouldn't be writing on Wexford in terms of, you know, the potential they have down there is massive. Sligo's a new manager, Tredy's a new manager, so thankfully I got a longer contract and I'm stuck here for a while, but look, it's going to be up and down. Like, everyone's improved, and that's what we want. We want the standard to improve, you want the challenge to improve, because at the end of the day, you want to be the best when eventually you get to that stage of the season.
Absolutely, and of course you've a cup to defend.
Yes, yeah, we've an All-Ireland Cup. We've drawn Athlone again, and that's great crack. And Glen Torren as well, you know, who won the League and Cup last year, you know, so look, and Sligo, you know, so look, I think it's a really good opportunity as well for people to come down and watch Glen Torren. You know, it is in MDC Park, we've got a home draw for that. But look, that's so far away, Mike, you know, in terms of the season, it's literally focusing on, you know, what can we do this week in training? What can we do on Saturday night? If we look at next Saturday, and then we keep moving. But it's definitely an interesting format in that it's one game a month now, you know, rather than just the monthly kind of block that it was. It's one game a month, which gives really good opportunities to players as well, I'd imagine, you know.
And I think it was that laid the foundation for a year. Fantastic end of season. Right. I mean, as you mentioned, the losses, you lost two of the first three games, and then you lost three in May to the top three teams in the league. Mm. And if you take that away, apart from a late loss to Athlone, I mean, you hit a fantastic end of season.
Yeah, definitely, Mike. But, you know, momentum is a hell of a thing, and confidence is a hell of a thing. And I think, you know, for the players, to lift that trophy in the showgrounds in Sligo, I think they started to believe, oh, hang on, you know, because we've underperformed for a long, long time in Galway. Because of the talent we have, you look at players all over the league coming from Galway. For example, Saeed Doyle, Piedmont, you know, excellent player, player of the league last year. But, you know, we've had her in Galway for years and we've underperformed. And now I think, you know, we're starting to have that belief. And once we believe, we can do anything, Mike.
And also, just finally, we're familiar with obviously the development of the professional game in England. So a lot of the better players, if we can call it that, maybe in Dublin, you know, have left the likes of Shelburne and Piedmont and Shamrock Rovers and gone to play across channel. And I suppose that sort of levens the terrain a little bit.
To some extent. I will also say, you know, we did lose Jim McGuinness halfway through the season last year, you know.
Sure.
Again, I'm really big on producing local talent and our own talent as well. You know, we announced this week there's a 15-year-old signing a senior deal with us again. You know, I think it's really important that we try and keep these players here for as long as we can. But look, the college method is really good as well. It's really supported us. Local colleges as well, you know, University of Galway, GMIT, RETU, even GTI and as well going down to UL, you know, have really supported us in terms of helping our ladies with scholarships and keeping them local. But, you know, we need to professionalise the game over time. It's an old horse that we need support, and that comes for everyone. But I have to say, you know, overall from our club, we haven't been found wanting. In terms of we've been able to keep all the players, you know, within the club that we wanted to keep, and they're very, very happy here. So let's just see how far we can go with them, and you know, let's see how far we can take Galway United rather than players leaving, you know, to play at a different level. Can we get to a different level? You know, can we set the standard?